from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. Mason, July 24th. Quick read on what moved overnight. Five stories, no fluff. Let's get into it. First, from Bitcoinist. Tron Gasless USDT volume hits $3 billion as stablecoin payments get smoother. Tron's gasless USDT transfer volume has reached roughly $3 billion over a weekly period, showing how much demand there is for stablecoin payments that do not force users to think about native gas tokens. The figure relates to active settlement volume, not total value locked. That distinction matters. This is about how much value is moving through gasless USDT transfers, not how much capital is sitting inside DeFi protocols. Tron's gasless transfer model lets users send you ESDT without separately holding TRX to pay network fees. Next, second, from Bein Crypto. Three altcoins decline as Binance flags delisting risk. Binance added a cross-protocol, ACX, LISK, RLSK, and STAX, STX, to its monitoring tag on July 24th, signaling all three now carry delisting risk on the world's largest crypto exchange. The tag marks tokens that show higher volatility and risk than other listed assets. Binance reviews these projects regularly and can delist them if they fail to meet its criteria. Why the Binance monitoring tag matters. The monitoring tag is Binance's warning system for assets it deems higher risk. It does not remove a token right away. Instead, it puts projects on notice. Up next. Third, from Bitcoinist, Hashi Testnet brings Bitcoin collateral experiments to Sui. Hashi has launched a testnet on Sui, giving developers a sandbox for a Bitcoin-backed lending design that uses native Bitcoin collateral and a Guardian layer security model. The protocol's GitHub materials describe a system built around multi-layer transaction security, including MPC threshold signatures and a two-of-two multi-sig flow between validators and independent guardians. That sounds technical, and it is. But the goal is easy to understand. Bring Bitcoin into Sui-based DeFi without pretending that cross-chain Bitcoin collateral is simple. Bitcoin is the largest crypto asset, but using it in DeFi then. Fourth, from Bitcoinist. Coinbase adds SUI staking as exchange expands native reward options. Coinbase has added native staking support for Sui, giving eligible users a way to earn SUI rewards directly through the exchange without managing validators themselves. According to Coinbase's staking support materials, SUI staking offers dynamic estimated rewards in the range of 1.4% to 3.3% APY, with eligibility restrictions that exclude New York. Next, fifth, from Crypto Briefing. Senators seek counterproposal to Trump ethics provision in Clarity Act report. Senators seek compromise on the Clarity Act as disputes over Trump-related crypto ethics rules threaten to delay the landmark bill. The Post senators seek counterproposal to Trump ethics provision in Clarity Act report appeared first on Crypto Briefing. Up next, sixth, from Bein Crypto. Stablecoin supply nears $310 billion as XDC integrates Stripe-owned bridge. $309.7 billion of stablecoins were in circulation this July, and Visa's on-chain analytics showed a 58% jump in adjusted transaction volume over the past year. Stripe's bridge, now part of XDC network, lets developers tap fiat conversion, virtual accounts, and multi-currency custody with two-second finality and fees under 0.01 cent. XDC is positioning that speed for AI agents that need to settle micropayments instantly. Think software buying data or paying for a service without waiting for traditional banking windows. The Bridge link also bridges Swift, SEPA, and FedNow to blockchain, promising product rollouts in weeks instead of years. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our markets partner Kraken supports XDC. Link in show notes. And then, seventh, from Be In Crypto, Adam Back calls Bitcoin BIP 110 idiocracy. Adam Back called the push for BIP 110 idiocracy. This proposal aims to restrict non-financial data on the Bitcoin network, specifically targeting things like ordinals. Back believes that if there isn't broad miner support for it, by early August 2026, the proposal will simply expire without any real threat to the main chain. The company Start9 framed the activation as low risk, suggesting it would only cost miners a tiny fraction of their revenue. They warned that not activating it could lead to a chain split and problems for the Lightning Network. But Back rejected this, saying that valid technical objections are what matter, not attempts at sabotage. This debate echoes an older one about what Bitcoin's blockchain should be used for. Miner support for BIP 110 is currently very low, with most major mining pools not participating. Exchanges and node operators are watching closely, worried about a potential chain split if activation becomes contentious. It sounds like we'll know more about whether this will be a real issue in the coming weeks. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our markets partner Kraken supports Bitcoin. Link in show notes. Next, eighth, from Crypto Potato. Has Bitcoin already bottomed? Grayscale says macro signals matter more. The debate over when Bitcoin's bear market will end is largely split between two views. One camp still holds on to the traditional four-year cycle, while the other believes that the bottom may already be in. Grayscale, for one, favors the latter. The supporters of the four-year cycle theory see Bitcoin halving events as the main driver of price movements and expect the current downturn to follow the same pattern as previous bear markets. Up next. Ninth, from Crypto Briefing. Businesses add 115,000 Bitcoin in Q2 as individuals sell 78,000. River. Businesses added 115,000 Bitcoin in Q2 while individuals sold 78,000. Bitcoin, reaching $67,500 in July 2026, now at 50.5%, yes. The post businesses add 115,000 Bitcoin in Q2 as individuals sell 78,000. River appeared first on Crypto Briefing. That's the read. Watch the tape, ignore the noise. Back tomorrow. Want this every morning? It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com.